One porter was so afraid of the bicycles that he wouldn't touch them. He thought it was magic that made them go. When he was told to carry one, he lay down on the ground and shook with fear. And yet this man was so brave that he had killed a lion with his spear. On the march, the travelers always sent messengers ahead to tell the chief in the next village that the party was coming with a great number of porters for whom they wanted to buy food. When the party drew near the village, the chief and his men would come out to meet them. The chiefs usually wore skins, strings of beads, and bracelets. Every native carried his spear in his hand wherever he went. Once, when Alice and her mother were marching at the head of the procession, they looked up and saw the chief and his men waiting at the top of the hill. When the chief looked down and saw them, saw that a little child was coming, he drove his spear deep into the ground, and all his men did the same. That was their way of saying to the strangers, "It is peace." The chief always brought a present of a live chicken which some follower carried, dangling upside down from his wrist. Alice was very sorry for the poor chicken, and she used to see that he had water and food in camp. The white people would also give the chief a present, usually money. Then the chief would allow the travelers to get water from the nearest river and would give them firewood. He would also give them eggs and chickens, or whatever other food there was. After this, the white people picked out a good place to camp and told the porters to bring in the boxes and bundles.